Good morning, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Yesterday, guests swarmed to a theme park shopping district, a casino fired up its slot machines, and businesses prepared for serving customers in Florida. It came months after the coronavirus pandemic forced life to a halt over health safety concerns. During this flurry of activity, signs were everywhere that life had changed and that people were clamoring to return to some semblance of normal. This is even though new cases of coronavirus in Florida and hospitalizations are increasing. According to state health statistics, there have been more than 45,500 confirmed cases in Florida and at least 1,970 deaths. Governor Ron DeSantis announced a full phase one reopening of the economy, which includes gyms, starting today. Skin doctors suddenly are looking at a lot of toes, whether by emailed pictures or by video visit, as concern grows that for some people, a sign of COVID-19 may pop up in an unusual spot. Here's more from the AP's Julie Walker.
They're being called COVID toes, red, sore, and sometimes itchy swellings on the toes, something doctors normally see on the feet and hands of people who've spent a lot of time outdoors in the cold. The most common coronavirus symptoms remain fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, and some people are contagious despite never experiencing symptoms. But as this bewildering virus continues to spread, less common symptoms are being reported, including loss of smell and taste, vomiting, diarrhea, and now skin problems. I'm Julie Walker.
The Tampa Bay Times is reporting that Florida is seeking renewed death sentences after the state Supreme Court backtracked on unanimous juries. Prosecutors have recently asked a judge to reimpose the original death sentences for two people locally. They cited a recent Florida Supreme Court decision, which reversed an earlier high court ruling that made unanimous juries a requirement going forward. A judge in Hillsborough County put both cases on hold until after the Florida Supreme Court decides whether the death sentences in cases like theirs can stand. Defense attorneys and legal scholars have raised constitutional questions. A space plane is on a secret mission for the U.S. Space Force after launching from Cape Canaveral yesterday. Here's more from Brendan Byrne.
The X-37B looks like a mini space shuttle. It hitched a ride into orbit on ULA's Atlas V rocket. The vehicle is carrying experiments from NASA, the Air Force, and the Naval Research Academy, but not much is known about what it will do now that it's in orbit. The X-37B's last mission lasted more than 700 days in space before it landed. The launch was delayed Saturday due to weather. Another launch is scheduled from the Cape Tuesday, with SpaceX launching another batch of its internet satellites called Starlink. I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
A Canadian aerobatic jet has crashed into a British Columbia neighborhood during a flyover that was intended to boost morale during the pandemic. One crew member died, another was seriously injured, and a house was set on fire. The crash left debris scattered across the neighborhood near the airport. The Snowbirds are Canada's equivalent of the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds or the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he was deeply saddened by the death of Captain Jennifer Casey, who served as a spokesperson for the Snowbirds. Former President Barack Obama's remarks at two virtual graduation events on Saturday took an unexpected political turn. Here's more from the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Barack Obama said during the Show Me Your Walk event for students graduating from historically black universities and colleges that a lot of the people in charge are not even pretending to be in charge. He did not name names. Later, during a TV graduation event for high school students, Obama said via EIF and HQ that doing what feels good or easy is what little kids do.
Unfortunately, a lot of so-called grown-ups, including some with fancy titles and important jobs, still think that way, which is why things are so screwed up.
President Donald Trump told reporters Sunday he had not heard Obama's speeches, but he called Obama an incompetent president. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Tropical Storm Arthur is crawling closer to the North Carolina coast amid threats of some minor flooding and rough seas as the system moves off the southeast seaboard. Arthur formed Saturday off Florida, making it the sixth straight year a named storm has developed before the official June 1st start of the Atlantic hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center issued a tropical storm warning for North Carolina's Outer Banks yesterday. At 2 this morning, the storm center was located about 185 miles south-southwest of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Arthur had top sustained winds of 45 miles an hour as it moved north-northeast. Well, here in the Tampa Bay area today, it'll be windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s tonight, breezy with thunderstorms likely this evening. A chance of scattered thunderstorms overnight. Lows will be in the 70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Highs will be in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.